Well, Sean, I've heard managers talk about it being more about performances than results in pre-season, but that would have felt harsh if it had been anything other than Joe Pickett scoring at the end.
Yeah, I was delighted with the goal at the end. It was a very good goal as well, scored by us. You're right. You know, people go, you know, managers will go on about the performance levels. I actually thought our performance level was very good today, and we deserved to get the draw at the end.
He's on a decent scoring record at the moment as well.
Well, listen, that's why we brought him in. Yeah. You know, we brought him in to score his goals. We understand that he's not going to get them every week. But at the same time, you know, we want him to make an impression. And I think when you're a new player coming into a new football club, regardless of what level it is in terms of the, you know, the game, if somebody can see that a centre-forward scoring goals, then it sets you off on the right, you know, on the right way. And, you know, Joe's been great, not just on the football field, but off it as well. And I think the group have really taken to him.
Gives you options as well.
He does, yeah. Yeah, he does. He's a, you know, he's a player that you can play off. He's a player that's very mobile as well. He can go in behind. But I think not only with Joe, but with Ben Williamson and now with Adam McGurk, we've got different types of options of centre-forwards.
Scored late in the second half. Should really have scored late in the first.
Yeah, I mean, it was half a chance for him. I think out of the full 90, I was pleased with the half chances that we created. I wouldn't say we created clear-cut chances, because that would be unfair on Ipswich, and Ipswich had a lot of possession. But I never really felt that we were, you know, we was on the back foot and in danger of conceding. And that's what disappoints me about the goal that we did concede. You know, it's from our own, our own poor play. But this is, I suppose people will say, this is what these games are for. They are, but only if you learn from them. And that's the message that I've given back to the lads today.
It was a well-taken goal, actually, that you conceded. I thought, other than that, you looked really organised in defence.
Yeah, you know, we had a structure to the way we played. I think when you're playing against the high opposition as well, you realise that you're actually not going to be on the ball a lot of the game. So we knew that Ipswich would come here and control large amounts of the possession. But those that came to watch, you know, could see an Ipswich team having the ball in a defensive third, and even in the middle third, and they never really broke our lines. So in terms of, you know, the professionalism that was shown, and you know, the communication that each and every one of the boys gave each other, it helped us understand what our roles were, and they're pleasing moments for us.
It wasn't just any old Ipswich side either. They gave you the respect of sending a very strong side.
Yeah, I mean, that's the manager that they've got. You know, they've got a top manager who shows a lot of respect to all his opponents. So, no, Mick's a great guy, and so is Terry there. And we're delighted that we can host somebody like Ipswich Town, just like we're delighted we can host Aston Villa on Tuesday. And it's going to be, hopefully, another entertaining night.
Yeah, another big test as well, another step forward towards 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, I mean, closer we get to the, you know, start of the season, the excitement boils up. I'm really excited about Tuesday night. You know, to entertain somebody like Aston Villa is a huge achievement for us. So we hope that we do ourselves justice. And, you know, we've got a big day tomorrow where we've got an open day here at the Cam's Glass. And we want everybody to come and see us tomorrow as well as Tuesday night.